U.S. wheat growers are keeping production fairly steady in the wake of a record world crop, and partly because of that.
Wheat prices haven't fallen off nearly as much as the other feed grains, certainly, and they've done actually well relative to soybean prices.
Outgoing Agriculture Department Chief Economist Joe Glauber, prices are projected down just 87 cents a bushel from last season to $6, a decline of almost 13%, but corn and bean prices are expected down over 20%. Glauber says world stocks, despite record production, are only expected to increase by about 5%. This next season, so he says stocks are still fairly tight.
The question is, if there was to be a big production shortfall somewhere like Black Sea region, could that spark another jump in wheat prices? I think it would. However, with normal yields worldwide, then you'd expect stocks to rebuild a little bit, which would again pressure wheat prices.
This past season was anything but normal, one of the few years in which there was not really a major weather or production problem anywhere in the world, something not likely to happen 2 years in a row. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.